Welcome to your five for the day. Follow your heart is a creed embraced by billions of people. It's a statement of faith in one of the great pop cultural myths of the Western world, a gospel proclaimed in many of our stories, movies, and songs. Essentially, it is a belief that your heart is a compass inside of you that will direct you to your own true north if you just have the courage to follow it. It says that your heart is a true guide that will lead you to true happiness if you just have the courage to listen to it. The creed says that you are lost and your heart will save you. This follow your heart creed can sound so simple and beautiful and liberating. For lost people, it's a tempting gospel to believe. Is this the leader you want to follow? Our hearts have likely said things today that we would not wish to repeat. Our hearts often tell us that all of reality ought to serve our desires. Our hearts like to think the best of us and worst of others. Unless those others happen to think well of us, then they are wonderful people. But if they don't think well of us, or even if they just disagree with us, well then, something is wrong with them. And while our hearts are pondering our virtues and others' errors, they can suddenly find some immoral or horribly angry thought very attractive. The follow your heart creed certainly isn't found in the Bible. The Bible actually says our hearts have a disease. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? Jesus, the great physician, lists the grim symptoms of this disease. Out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. This is not leadership material. The truth is, no one lies to us more than our hearts. No one. If our hearts are compasses, they are Jack Sparrow compasses. They don't tell us the truth. They just tell us what we want. If our hearts are guides, they are not benevolent. They are selfish. In fact, if we do what our hearts tell us to do, we will pervert and impoverish every desire, every beauty, every person, every wonder, and every joy. Our hearts want to consume these things for our own self-glory and self-indulgence. Our hearts will not save us. We need to be saved from our hearts. They cannot save us because what's wrong with our hearts is the heart of our problem. But if our hearts believe in God, as they are designed to, then God saves us and leads our hearts to exceeding joy. Therefore, don't believe your heart. Direct your heart to believe in God. Don't follow your heart. Follow Jesus. Note that Jesus did not say to his disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled, just believe in your hearts." He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me." Listen to his voice, in his word, and follow him. He is the truth, he is the way, and he will lead you to life.